Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today's guest, my friends, may prove out to be one of the most interesting guests we've had ever on the show. You say, why is that, Del? Well, first of all, this person has an incredible story that I hope that she can get out in completion. And second of all, she is about to deliver a baby. And I've never delivered a baby on air before, so that might be something interesting to see if we can pull that off. Otherwise, we're very happy to welcome today Morgan Mason. And welcome to the show, Morgan. I know they say you like to be called Mo. Is that what you want to be called?
Yes, sir. That sounds great. Thanks
okay.
for having me.
Well, we'll call you Mo then. And I guess that, you know, you got to watch out with that. They're going to go Mo money, right?
Right, right. That's the goals, right?
Yeah, my dog's name is Momo. So there you go. You're already close to my heart. So we're sitting here today when we actually got you to come in and you are about ready to deliver, huh?
Yes, sir. 38 weeks pregnant and hoping that I don't go into labor while we're on this show because that would be very interesting.
We'll tape it. It'd be something you remember the rest of your life.
Great story.
So your story, when I read it, man, it was just really compelling and heartbreaking. I think it's actually something a lot of people go through, but I don't think they articulate it quite as clearly as you did in your bio. So I'd like to see if we can get that out. Let's talk about that moment in time where you decided that, you know, something had to change in your life, that aha moment, that this is just it. I can't keep going.
Yes, sir. Yep. So, and it started really in 2022, May. I lost my grandmother, who I was very, very close with, and I was working for corporate America. And of course, I did not have a whole lot of PTO. I was still fairly new at the company, and we had a big project that we were working on. It was right before the middle of the year where we were doing all of our end of year planning. So I couldn't step away, unfortunately. So my mom had to handle everything with my grandmother on her own. You know, she had to go into hospice. She was in the hospital for weeks. And it was very stressful, and it was very depressing as well because I couldn't be there. I couldn't be there to help my mom. I couldn't be there for my grandmother, all for a work project for a company that I can't even tell you really what that project was today. But it was so important at that time that I couldn't take off. So that whole situation there of watching my mom go through that, having to balance her work commitments, me having to balance mine, still having to meet high performance metrics at a high stress job at a, you know, a big tech company, it really opened my eyes to what the rest of my life might look like. And it really was just depressing because you work so hard, you go to college, you get a great degree, great grades, a great career, everything you ever hoped for. And then you just can't even really live your life or step away when you have something that is very tough going on in your personal life. So that year was really tough on me, 2022, and I just felt awful. So in 2023, my New Year's resolution was like, I have to do something different. I really wanted to learn more about finances. I am making the most money I've ever made in my career. So I felt like I should be further ahead, but I just never felt like I was going to be able to outrun that problem that I had faced in 2022. So several people had recommended a book that I'm sure everyone on your radio show has read at some point or another, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had never read it, but my New Year's resolution in 2023 was to stop scrolling social media because I don't think that made me feel any better about my life, and to replace that time with podcasts and with books. So I read Rich Dad Poor Dad in January, and it tells you to find a group of like-minded individuals. So I literally Googled Dallas REI clubs and lifestyles popped up. And I took the online course, and then I went to the two-day in person. And really, the rest is history. I feel like all of the way that happened was kind of like a divine intervention, because I did not know a single person in lifestyles. I'd never heard of it. And so I did not get a referral like most of your members do have. So it was truly just divine intervention that I'm here, and I have had such an amazing time the last 2 years since I've been here. Actually, I joined in March of 2023, so I'm right at 2 years.
So when you came in, and I noted that in your bio that you said that you didn't know anybody when you came in, and Lifestyles is a very unique place. People are very, very open, and I would say friendly. What did you think about that when you came in and found people that were willing to talk openly about their businesses and their finances?
Yeah, that's a great point. And honestly, that's what sold me, Bell, is because I didn't think that, of course, I didn't think any of it was real, right? Like, I was like, there's no way any of this is real. Like, I was very skeptical. I was raised in a very conservative household. So when people, there was many of our members that were actually at the two-day that weekend, and I got to speak with them firsthand about their experience since they had joined, and they shared with me like how much money they had when they started, how much their net worth had doubled, tripled, quadrupled, you know, 10x, whatever. Everybody was just so open, and they were, and I was able to see that these are truly real people. It wasn't some marketing gimmick or anything like that. So that was what sold me, was the community. And then having these, like, it was like a big, I felt like my, like the arms of LU community was like wrapped around you from day one. It's like, we've got you. We've all been there. We've all done it. We've been in your exact shoes, and we're going to help you succeed. So that's what really sold me.
When you went to the 2 day, I always ask people, this is one of my favorite questions in life is, what was that aha moment? It's like you're sitting there, the light bulb goes on, and go, boy, that's what I missed right there. That's it.
Yes, sir. So for me, it was actually when we started learning about hard money financing. My mother was a career loan officer, so I thought I was very savvy about financing. She's taught me about money and financing since I was 12 years old. I had never heard of hard money financing, and neither had she. And I'd always wondered how so many people that I had seen were buying these houses and renovating them. And I was like, what is their secret? Like, my gosh, they're having to spend so much money on the renovations after getting conventional financing. So for me, that was the aha moment. Cause I was like, wow, this actually makes sense. And I now understand financially how this is, how people are capable of doing that.
That's a big one. That's interesting. And you know, it's interesting with that statement there is how when you're in life able to have a certain amount of conventional knowledge base, you know something, you know all this stuff, it's pretty hard to let something else in, right? Because you've had, you know, 20 years of your mother telling you about finance. This is the way it works, right? Boom. You got to believe your mother. What did she say when you brought all this back to her? I'm just curious.
She had never heard of it, obviously, but once I explained it to her, she's like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And she goes, I've actually, now that you say it, I've had people come to me and ask me to loan them money for like a hard money renovation. And she goes, well, I didn't do that. I was at a bank, you know, at a conventional traditional bank. So I just didn't have that product to offer them. But she said it makes perfect sense, and she has supported me since day one on this.
So, Mo, you got in here, you got some ideas, you got comfortable. How long did it take you to get comfortable?
I grew up in a very conservative household where I was very skeptical about most things. So I'm very type B, not type A. I wanted to learn as much as I can and observe. I like to be a sponge. I like to sit in the room and listen. Even if I don't have a question to ask, I like to still learn that way. So I took about 6 months of just learning, attending all the events, going to all the road trips, talking to my mentors, talking to other members, How did you go about this? How did you get started? What path did you take? So I just took 6 months and I learned. And during that time, I still felt like I didn't have enough money to invest. I just kept thinking, oh, I only have a little bit of money. I don't know which direction I should go, single family, multifamily, passive. But the more I thought about it, I started looking around at my lifestyle and I looked at my hobbies. And I actually had bought my dream truck. I'm a horse girl, so I have horses. And I had bought my dream truck, a Ford F-350 Lariat package and a four-horse aluminum platinum trailer. And so if anybody's listening as a horse person, they know that's like a dream rig. And so I had bought that actually during COVID when financing was cheap, right? And I thought that I was doing a good job of buying assets with very little financing. And I was looking at that truck and trailer and even a horse that was sitting out in the pasture. And I was working from home that day. And I looked out and I was like, I've got about $50,000 just sitting there. And so I immediately got it cleaned up and posted it online. I sold that truck. I sold the trailer. I sold a horse all within a month's time. I joined in March, and I think I had everything sold by May. And I had about $45,000 ready to invest. And so I took that equity from that rig. And also, too, I was reducing my rat race number, right? Like when you come in, they talk about, like, what is your goals? Like, and I'm a huge goal setter anyways. Working in corporate America, we have to set goals every quarter, and we've got to meet them. So I'm big on goal setting. Well, I knew what my goal was, but by just selling those assets, so to speak, that I thought that they were, I was able to reduce my liabilities and reduce my rat race number. So it was a win-win situation there, being able to pull that equity out, reduce my liabilities, and have enough money to pull the trigger on my first single-family house, which I ended up buying in November of 2023. Like I said, it took me about 6 months because I still had to, even though I sold everything and had the money by May, I still was very type B and very hesitant until finally pulled the trigger in November. But that was how I got started. Is I just, even though I kept telling myself I didn't have the money, I found it. I found the money and I made it happen because I knew that this was something that I had to at least try. I wasn't going to ignore this opportunity that had been put in my lap, really, is how I felt about this whole situation and about finding lifestyles.
You know, you keep throwing out this term rat race number. I think that's a Robert Kiyosaki term or something that came from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Can you explain that to everybody out there who may not have read the book and know what that means?
Yes, sir. Yep. So I do think I got that from the book. It is basically telling you, like, at what point in your financial freedom journey would your investments be able to outpace your earned income that you're making at your job? You might not want to retire, but if you at least have that option, what is your number that you need to get to where you would feel comfortable if you got laid off tomorrow, which I work at a tech company, that could happen tomorrow. It could happen on my maternity leave. What is my number that will make me feel comfortable where I'm not relying on my earned income. I'm actually relying on my investment income.
You said you were too new in the business to get any personal time off. They are going to give you maternity leave, right?
They are. Yes, sir. I've been here quite a few years at this point.
What is that nowadays? Is that 6 months or what is that? How does that work?
I will say they've gotten a lot better than they used to. I know a lot of moms that are listening will probably be shocked, but I do get about 4 months of paid time. And typically it was 6 weeks of unpaid time, especially like when my mother had me, you're lucky to have a job when you come back.
Yeah, well, it puts a burden on a company. You think about it. If you're an integral part of what they do and you're gone for 4 to 6 months, or even, you know, 6 weeks to 6 months, 6 weeks to 4 months, whatever, any of those time zones, I know you're leaving quite a hole in the team. And they can't really hire part-time for big-name people, right? That's just hard to do.
Right.
So it is difficult. And if they're getting you 4 months, that's pretty good, I think. But it'd be better if you had all about your whole life back from corporate America and you don't have to worry at all. But we'll get there. That's a matter of steps. When you started getting into this, family members, what did they think? Did they give you support, or were they like, oh, boy, this sounds like a scam?
I love that question because, yes, my mother was very supportive, of course. She always has been because she went through this entire experience with me, and so she supported me. My father, on the other hand, which is, I'm sure I'm gonna have to send this to him so he can listen, he was very skeptical. He's always been very skeptical, very much old school. And so when I first started, he kept telling me, you don't want to be a landlord, you don't want to be fixing toilets, you don't want to do that, you know. He's always taught me about the stock market, and I'm very grateful for that. Like, I have invested through his wisdom, you know, but I wanted to try something different. And so I just told my dad, just trust me. I'm just going to take this leap of faith. I know you don't truly believe in it, and I don't even know if I do yet, but let me try it. Let me try. And now, 2 years later, after I've been here 2 years, my dad is calling me and wanting to partner on a small apartment complex with me.
Wow.
So I think it's really funny how his mind has shifted in the last 2 years by just watching me do this.
That is amazing. Yeah, and now you've got a plan to do that. I know that's in your bio that you're looking to do that. So let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Mo Mason and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Mo Mason out of the Dallas area. And Mo has an incredible story. We're enjoying it. And as we go to it, I just want to remind everybody that we've got the expo coming up there in Dallas. This is the 2025 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, along with the bus tour. That's May 7th through 10th. If you haven't registered, you need to get registered now. Seats are filling up, but the bus seats are filling up very quickly. One day is completely sold out. The other day is filling up fast. You want to get in for that. The other one is the rooms. We have room blocks for discounted rooms. If you're coming in from out of town, you want to get a discounted room, so you want to get that. So if you want to register, text the word EXPO to 88007. That's EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Mo, have you ever been to the EXPO?
I have, yes, sir. I went last year for the first time.
What did you think when you saw 3,000-4,000 people all together?
I thought that this is what it's all about, right? Is because you're meeting people not just in the Dallas area, which I typically, you know, I know quite a few members here, but I got to meet people from San Antonio, Houston, other states, and even Canada. So it was really cool to be able to meet everyone, especially people that we've been talking to online or over the phone for the last year or two, but to actually network in person.
Did you go to any of the networking events?
I was always at lunch or dinner with members, but I didn't go to like the after party.
Gotcha. Did you happen to go to David Fisher and his son's presentation?
I did. I did. I love watching that. That was a great presentation to watch Odin.
The thing that's happening right now in our group is that we have a tremendous number of young investors starting with their parents in their teens, and they're ready to start investing full-heartedly by the time they're in their 20s, retiring by mid-20s. It's an amazing thing. So I'm going to get back to your story now. One of the things that I noticed in your bio is the step-by-step accumulation of knowledge and the belief that it works and the commitment to do what it takes to work grew in your story as I read it. And I think that one of the things I want to get across to people was, okay, you did the truck thing, and that was a big thing. And by the way, I'm going to tell the story. Back when I was first working in corporate America, a young kid in my 20s, I worked in a finance company. And so I lent money, just like your mom did. And one of the things my bosses taught me was lend money to people who have pickup trucks and horse trailers, because they will never not pay that horse trailer. You threaten to come pick that horse trailer up, they will come to you in 5 minutes with the money, even if they have to go kill somebody to get it, because nobody will let that horse trailer go. I mean, I don't know what it is that, you know, I can't be without my horse trailer. So it was an amazing thing. I came from Wisconsin, and I had no idea what a horse was or a horse trailer or anything. But I learned very quickly, don't take a horse trailer from a cowboy. Boy, that's a dangerous thing. So I thought that was interesting. But having said that, you started looking in other places for money, for equity. As you build up your confidence, you started looking deeper. Tell us some of the other places you started seeing the equity that you had in life, that which could be used towards becoming successful, was just sitting there as dead equity doing nothing.
Yes, dead equity. I didn't even know what that word meant until I joined Lifestyles. So yes, it has definitely been a stepping stone that started out with the truck and trailer. And then after I did the first deal, I felt more comfortable with starting to touch what I had set aside for my retirement. And so instead of, I have a lot of stocks that I've been investing in, obviously because my dad taught me to do that. And so now as they're vesting each year, with my company, I'm selling those stocks, and that's what I'm using as money to continue to buy. And then the additional thing, too, that I didn't even put in my bio that I think is really important to mention is the tax savings that I got after my first year of real estate investing allowed me to continue investing even more because I had such a nice tax relief. In that first year, I had enough money to go buy another house with that money alone. So it's like I keep finding more money, but the money keeps coming back to me in different ways as well, like in the form of a tax return. So I'm able to keep like snowballing my investments in this way. But I've also started just looking at other assets now that I thought I wanted to keep. Like, for example, I had bought some raw land in 2018. With my husband because we wanted to build a house. Well, now that I'm looking at that land and how much it's gone up in price over the last few years, I don't know if I want to build that house anymore. I think I'd rather stay where I'm at and sell that and use all of that money for an apartment complex. So that's actually my goal this year. I'm currently cutting it up into smaller parcels so I can sell it at a higher rate per acre in a smaller parcel. And hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have a small IRO deal, and that's really going to help me potentially not have to go back after maternity leave. That is my goal.
Let's define IRO. That is independent real estate owner. In other words, you can own the apartment complex by yourself, although I think you said your dad wanted to be involved in it too. So
yes,
that's what you're aiming for now?
Yes, sir. Yep. A small partnership with my dad.
Now, I want to cut in here on this because for those of you out there listen to this, one of the probably two or three most common things I've heard in my life for 34 years I've been teaching this is people tell me, I've got this piece of land and I don't know what it is about people that they buy this piece of dirt and it means something to them. I mean, I guess I grew up in the city. I've never been a farmer. I understand acreage being cool, but you have this piece of land and someday I'm going to build this house. And I would always say to people, you know, a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, you'll never be rich enough to afford to build that house. Number two, you'll never be able to get out of your job to be able to retire and go live in that house. And if you use the money now and you go get rich, then you can buy a piece of land even better than that one and build a better house and have a nicer piece of real estate in the long run. And it's just the conversation, they can't let that piece of dirt go. And I said, the dirt doesn't do anything. You know, it just sits there. Maybe even costs you property taxes. You know, some people put some cattle on it or something to try to make it ag-exempt type deal. But it's just really probably one of the worst investments you can make as it sits there. But it's, again, it's now what I'm getting to is the emotional attachment to things that are irrational. Right, a secondary rental house or a secondary home. Like, I'm going to have a home up in the mountains so I can go skiing. Well, you realize that that costs you the entire life savings. One rental home up in the ski zone might cost you $2-5 million for just a condo. That money could retire you for life. Then you could go skiing every day, but instead you're paying the bills on this thing. You say, well, I rent it out. Okay, so you rent it out too. But people have this misplaced personal, attachment is the word I'm looking for. Personal attachment to these things they call assets, which you pointed out after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he calls them liabilities, because anything that doesn't make you money, you have to pay to have, is a liability in his book. So these become liabilities to you. So I just wanted to cut that in there and tell everybody, hey, this is a big one, guys. How much stuff do you have sitting around that you're just not taking advantage of? You've got debt equity in your house. You've got debt equity in your 401k. You got debt equity in your IRA. You got debt equity in some of your vehicles and any land you have, et cetera. In fact, even some rent houses where somebody owns one free and clear and they could go either sell that or refinance it and buy five more. And quadruple their, or even quintuple their, you know, their income. This kind of debt equity approach is something big. So now as we go back to this, Mo, you said that in your bio that you wanted to double. You had a plan to double your investments. Share with people how that works. What are you going to do? You know, one house, you said you had one passive investment in an apartment and one house, and you were going to double that. How did that work? How do you see that?
I actually have three houses now, yes, sir, and one passive apartment. So my goal is to get to six single-family units this year, which is funny. Right after I wrote my bio, I ended up finding a triplex that through LU Realty that I'm looking at right now.
Tell us how you've psychologically wrapped your arms around that one.
I think it's just you become more comfortable over time. Once you've done it a few times, it's really just rinse and repeat, even though this would be still a little bit outside of my comfort zone being a triplex versus a single family home that I've done. Once you have your team in place and you have the mentors and you have other members that have invested in the area that you're looking at, there's almost nothing scary about it anymore because you have all of the tools in your toolbox to make the correct decisions. So it doesn't scare me at all.
That's great. And when are you supposed to close on this thing?
Well, we're still working out all the details on that. I'm really hoping that it'll be at least 2 weeks after my due date so I can hopefully be home.
That's what I was wondering. I bought an apartment complex when I was in the hospital for a month. And the deal that I found, I wanted it. It was incredible. It's everything that, you know, I had hoped for my next deal. And I was in the hospital getting an operation, having my intestines removed. And sure enough, I bought that thing and they brought the paperwork to the hospital. I signed the paperwork in the hospital and we closed the deal. And right after I got out, we did our walkthrough. I mean, it was just, it's amazing what you can do if you know what it is you're going to do. And stuff in life, you know, most people when stuff gets thrown in your face in life, you just stop. You go, boy, that's it. I got to quit. That's got to give up. This is just too much. It was never meant to be. And here we are, this story of yours, my story. You know, life is trying to stop us. And we're going, nope, can't stop me. It's not going to happen. So let's talk about this apartment complex deal. How did you and your dad intend to do that? And when did you plan to do that one?
Well, like we talked about with my land, I'm currently in the process of dividing that. And once I get that sold, that's really going to be my seed money for that apartment complex. So unfortunately, it is going to kind of weigh a little bit on how quickly I can get that sold. But I'm hoping that maybe by the fall of this year, that I'll have that deal, that the land sold, or at least a parcel or two, and then I can use that money plus my dad's, and we can partner together and buy a small apartment complex. And obviously, I wouldn't even have ever entertained that type of idea before, but having the support of the mentors, and I just started attending the Aspiring meetings, and actually I was able to see you, Del, in Dallas a few weeks ago. So it's that has given me the confidence to pursue such a big goal. I would have never thought 2.5 years ago that I'd even be looking at apartment complexes. So that's my plan. We'll see what happens in the rest of the year.
Well, I'm sure it's going to happen for you. Just I can tell it in your voice that you've got the confidence now. And once you have the confidence, the information's there. I mean, information and support necessary. You've already bought into Lifestyles. It has all that for you, so that's not a problem. I'm trying to think, though, what is your support life like at home now? I know you got 4 months off for vacation for the baby. What I'm trying to think is, and this is very selfish of me, I'm trying to figure out if you're going to make it to Expo this year.
I've thought about that myself actually.
May 7th and 10th. You've got to be there, folks. May 7th and 10th. That's all it is. I had to get that in there. May 7th and 10th in Irving, Texas. If you want to go, text the word Expo to 88007 and get yourself some tickets to get to that thing. And have you ever been on the bus trip, Mo?
I have not. No, sir.
Ooh, there you go. That is the creme de la creme de la creme. If you go on that bus trip with me and you spend 2 days with me or even 1 day with me and we go see all these properties, you'll learn more about apartments in 1 or 2 days than you will in days and days and days and days of you know, education, I guarantee you, because we go inside, we look at the deal, we look at what it was like when we bought it and what they did to it to fix it and what it looks like now and how much more money it's worth and how much more money it's paying out and all that good stuff. And there's nothing like the smell. You know, you have all these senses you learn by, right? But remember the first time you walked into a dirty house and you looked at it and go, now I understand?
Yes, sir.
They call that the smell of money. That's David Fisher's statement. He got it from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think somewhere he got it. The smell of money. Boy, when things are all messed up and dirty, you know there's an opportunity there for you to make a lot of money. Well, you're still working. And we know that that's going to happen until you get enough money to replace your income. Do you think the small apartment complex will get you financially positioned where you could decide if you wanted to stay working or not? Because I know that's a bit of a stress mentally for you.
Right. I think that it will get me very close, or if not, in a situation where I've already reduced, like I told you, I reduced my liabilities and I've reduced my rat race number. So honestly, I don't feel like I need the salary that I am currently making, which I'm very, very grateful for. But if I can even meet half of the salary that I'm making now, I will feel comfortable walking away, especially now that I have a new child coming into the world, because then I'll be able to spend, instead of spending 40 plus 50, 60 hours a week working on someone else's business, I'll be able to spend all that time working on my own business and being able to spend time with my child. And that's more important to me than anything. So I do think that a small apartment complex can get me to where I need to be and feel comfortable where I could make that decision.
Well, keep in mind as you go through those numbers that on your earned income, you're paying at least 22% income tax, maybe more. I don't know how much you make. And you're paying 7% Social Security and Medicare. So that's about 30% right there. So if you make 100 grand, you only need to make 70 to totally replace it, because we don't pay Social Security, Medicare, or income taxes on the money we earn the way we do it. Thank you for being on the show, Mo. Look forward to seeing you at Expo if you can make it. And congratulations on the baby. I hope it all comes out great in the baby. It's wonderful, like they all should be. And the rest of you out there, remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, including the babies. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.